Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Debbie Woods, and I'm calling about your Bank of America loan for $284,000 here in 804 Oak Street here in Salem.
Yeah, what about it?
And so the reason for my call is that you sent back a form for mortgage protection back when you took out your loan. And it's my job to verify the information that you wrote down so that I can work up some options for you. Now, you put your, you put your birth date as January 10th, 1965. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And I have another birth date here, September 12th, 1967. Is that your spouse?
Yes, my wife.
Okay. Now, the form didn't have her name. What was her name?
Her first name is Jane.
Jane. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Health-wise, are you smokers or non-smokers?
Non-smokers. Don't smoke. Don't drink.
Fantastic. Are there any recent medical conditions I need to know about, like heart attack, cancer, or stroke?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. Have either one of you been diagnosed with the COVID-19?
Nope.
Oh, that's
We're all good there. Yep.
Good, good. All right. Anything you have to control, like high blood pressure or diabetes?
A little high blood pressure.
High blood pressure. Okay. Just taking, how many medications are you taking a day?
It's just one medication, lisinopril in the morning, and that's it.
Gotcha. And everything's controlled and you're good with your doctors?
Yep.
Fantastic. All right. So let's see. Now, your mortgage, is this a 15, 20, or 30-year mortgage?
30 years.
Okay. What's your monthly mortgage payment? Just a ballpark is fine.
It is about $1,250.
All right. Last but not least, I guess the most important thing is, what is your main concern as far as this coverage goes? What did you want this coverage to do for you?
Just to pay the mortgage if something were to happen to me.
Okay. So if you were to pass away, who would get the home?
It would be Jane.
Jane. Okay. All right. Well, so like I said, my name is Deborah Woods. I'm a broker, so I'm not married to any one particular carrier. That's why the bank referred me to you. I can tell you that you most likely qualify for what's called simplified issue, which basically means non-medical. So we don't have to send a nurse out, do an exam, prick you with a needle, or ask you a bunch of crazy health questions. Now, they do require that I verify that you are who you say you are. If they're going to be paying your mortgage, they want me to make sure I'm not offering coverage to someone that's dragging an oxygen tank around.
Yeah, no.
So I can give you and Dane 10 minutes to go over options. During the week, are you two available together in the afternoon, evenings, or mornings?
Usually after 5 o'clock.
After 5, okay. So for the time being, we're actually able to meet with you guys remotely. Are you familiar with Zoom video conferencing, or would a phone call be better for you and your wife?
Yeah, Zoom is fine. We've been using that quite a bit.
Gotcha, okay. All right, so on Monday, I have a 6:30 or 7 available. Which works better for you?
Either one. I guess the 7 would be better.
7? Okay. Yeah, I'm looking for a time to meet with you guys that you guys can really commit to, because I'm going to commit to this for you as well. I have a lot of families that I'm helping. I typically help 10 to 15 families a week, okay? I put this time in researching your case, so I'd love to meet with a time that really works for you and your spouse. So are you sure 7 o'clock is a good time for you?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we'll definitely be there then.
Nice. I mean, I know it's a commitment of your time for being on the video conferencing, so I just ask so that I could ask a few more questions and give you my professional recommendation. All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you an email with my information. It's going to have my license information and my personal phone number, okay? You will have to interact. When you open up the email, it's going to come from my calendar, and it's going to ask you to accept the appointment. If you have an emergency that comes up, I'd like you to go back to that email and just let me know that you can't make it and the time, if we need to set a different time, and I'll do the same thing for you, okay?
Yeah, oh, that works.
All right, well, that's great. So have a great night. I'm going to look for that email and make sure that you accept the calendar invite so that I know that you got the email, and then I'll start the research for your case. And I look forward to talking with you on Monday at 7 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye.